news.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCD, 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
News on Dave Packer. President Trump says his tariffs on Mexico and Canada will start next month.
It seems like that's very rapidly. We've been mistreated very badly by many countries.
25% tariffs on America's two largest trading partners. Midnight in Washington, D.C. came and went. That was a deadline for 2 million federal employees to report their accomplishments last week after an ultimatum from Elon Musk. And Monday evening, Musk doubling down, posting on X, and workers will be given another chance of respond a second time will result in termination. On Monday, the third anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, a controversial U.S. drafted resolution that does not call out Russian aggression adopted by the United Nations Security Council. In Argentina, migrants gathered in Buenos Aires to pay and pray for Pope Francis' health and recovery. This is ABC News. In the high stakes legal fight, the Associated Press moving forward with its lawsuit against the Trump administration. AP journalists shut out of the White House after they continued to use the name Gulf of Mexico instead of Gulf of America. ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy on ABC starting here.
The question now is whether the president has the right to say he doesn't like the reporting of the AP, he doesn't like their editorial decisions, and therefore he has the right to say you can't come in. And that is what is at issue before the court. The judge yesterday denied the request to impose a temporary restraining order, but he also indicated that as this case proceeds, the White House may not be able to ultimately to square its move with the First Amendment.
The final results of the Ryan C. versus census in nearly 40 years for this Monday show the population has reached 46.1 billion in 2009. An unofficial count of the estimated population at 31.6. Dave Packard.
What can you do? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree with whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon at your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I used to smoke. I joined a cigarette with my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me a peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and I've heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station
around 10
or the
miles
Civic
per
Media
hour.
App.
Tuesday, 45, partly sunny, mild, and not as blustery. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, light rain likely later, possibly mixed with a little wet snow. A low of 33. Wednesday, 43, with a chance of some light rain or snow. Thursday, 39 degrees. And Friday, a 30% chance of scattered light rain and snow showers. Saturday's high, 32 degrees.
Packers GM Brian Gutekunst doing interviews with the media, asked about free agents like defensive end Myles Garrett or wide receiver Davante Adams. A number of Wisconsin Badger players here, like Jack Nelson. College basketball, Wisconsin slipped from 11th to the 12th ranked team in the nation in the AP Top 25 after that loss in overtime to Oregon. They play Washington tonight at the Kohl Center. Marquette now ranked 22nd after losing four of their last six games. They host Providence tomorrow night at 6. On the road in Houston tonight against the Rockets. Baseball Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins says he was taking live batting practice against Freddie Peralta. A fastball struck him just below the right knee, fracturing his shin bone. Perkins expects to be out until early May. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Even bad reviews was word of mouth, and almost a 70% drop-off from its first weekend of release couldn't knock Captain America Brave New World from number one at the box office. The film took in a little over 28 million to theaters this past weekend to remain atop the feature film leaderboard here in the U.S. The most recent Marvel film has now brought in $141 million domestically after a $100 million-plus opening last weekend. Big drop-offs for Marvel film Guardians are becoming a bit of a concern for Disney Studios. Ant-Man and Wasp, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, and Thor, Love and Thunder also saw a big drop-off from weeks 1 and 2. In the number 2 slot this past weekend was The Monkey, the gory thriller, which pulled in a little over $14 million in its debut weekend. Another win for Neon Studios, which released the surprise hit Long Legs last year. Rounding out the top 5 were Paddington in Peru, which finished in 3rd place, Dogman was in 4th, and Heart Eyes finished in 5th place. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I mean, urologist Rodney Price, just a slim chance of rain out there. Then we'll see clouds breaking overnight, light winds, and temperatures dropping to the lower 30s. On Tuesday, look for plentiful sunshine across the area with highs in the upper 40s. A little better chance of rain heading our way Tuesday night. Currently 41 degrees.
Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dr. Kristen Lyerly, who talks health and the Oscars. And mob expert Bob Dennis joins me in the studio to talk the mafia and urban legends. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8. You're listening to News from the Center, WRC.
Will Trump use a crisis to kill democracy? And basically what I'm saying is get ready. The resistance to the billionaires running our government is building. Bernie Sanders is touring the red state Midwest and drawing massive crowds. Republican politicians are in hiding, refusing to do town halls now after getting their butts kicked a few times. Federal workers are seriously pissed off.
Now you can have the
comrade Krasnov. Trump's poll numbers are collapsing.
When she was born
as
in
fast
her
as his embrace of comrade Putin.
The doctor's lab up behind me.
Professor Timothy Snyder notes around Blue Sky, quote, nervous Musk Trump demands have all been outclassed in public arguments these last few days. Government failures, stock market crashes, dictatorial alliances are not popular. People are starting to realize that there is no truth here beyond the desire for personal wealth and power.
And then
James Carville told Dan Abrams that he thinks, this is, I believe, this administration in less than 30 days.
Don't you mess with my toot-toot.
30 days is in the midst of a massive collapse, and particularly a collapse of public opinion. And as Congressman Ro Khanna said earlier in the program, quoting Abraham Lincoln, public opinion is everything. At the same time, 4 Republicans have now thrown Nazi salutes, 3 over the past weekend at CPAC. You know, they think they can overcome their fear of the people by intimidating us.
Don't
These fascists are getting panicked. And panicky would-be tyrants are dangerous.
Now you can have the other woman.
That said, Thursday is the 92nd anniversary of the February 27, 1933 burning of the German Parliament building, the Reichstag division. And this was in the middle of an economic crisis,
but if you much as touch,
and it was
you're gonna
done
have
by,
a case.
Presumably,
I'm gonna break your face.
Allegedly, Dutch communist Marius Vanderlip, a young man who was allegedly mentally ill, actually.
Now you can have the
tried to attack
woman.
A couple of other buildings, you know,
but don't mess with my
unsuccessfully, they didn't catch on fire, and then somebody let him inside the German Parliament building, which had these long halls with poles, tapestries hanging down the walls, which are very flammable. He set that thing on fire, and the whole building went up. And when that happened, you know, Hitler knew this was coming. His intelligence services had told him about Von Schlieben. And he had just been chancellor at that point in time
for
about a month,
but don't mess with my
well, actually, about 2 months on the 27th.
When she was born in her birth suit.
And so he rushed the doctor slapped her behind me and got in front of the media. He said, you're going to be special. All over Germany. He said,
you are now witnessing the beginning of a great epoch in history.
Look as much.
This fire is
but
the
if
beginning.
You just touch,
it's a sign from God.
You're going to have yourself a case.
All out war on terrorism.
I'm going to break your
and
face.
And said that the terrorists who had done the
now,
fire
don't mess with
were the socialists
dudes.
In the government
don't mess
and
with
the Jews.
Now
2 weeks later,
the
they opened
woman.
The first detention center in
but
Iranian
don't mess
for
with
the terrorists.
Dudes.
And, of course, the people who went there, who were put there, were mostly the communists and the socialists in the parliament. And suspend our Constitution. And I could see it happening very easily. I think it makes perfect sense. And so my argument is that the Democratic Party in particular needs to get ready for this. They need to prepare for this. They need to be talking about this. They need to be planning for what to do should this happen. They were, you know, really not ready for George W. Bush to politicize 9/11. They need to be ready for this. So you can read all about it at HartmanReport.com. As I said, it's titled Reichstag Fire 2.0, Trump using crisis to kill democracy. And the end of it is, you know, stand by, right? Get ready.
Shutting down a U.S. military base in Greece, in Alexandropoli.
to heaven's gate.
And this has been a key logistical hub for U.S. and operations in southeastern Europe.
And
by dismantling this, apparently at the request of Vladimir Putin, according to this report, over at defense-log.com. Press reports highlight the closure is seen as a strategic loss for Greece, particularly
what do you have for us
Europe.
Today?
And according to Greek media, Trump's
Throw
decision
us
to dismantle
the bomb,
military
but save
presence
the
in Alexandria Poland came after a joint request from Russian
All
President
you
Vladimir Putin and Turkish
so
President
late.
Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
Was there no oil to Turkey because no riches in trade for the fate of every person?
So here's Donald Trump now starting to take apart
the castle bomb, the men of Greece.
And I have not seen any stories about this.
There is a train that's heading straight to heaven's gate.
But he's had all this
to heaven's gate.
And the clock came over here thinking that he
was
just a few select songs over and over.
I listen morning, noon, and night.
It's great listening on Country and Community. WRCO FM 100.9.
If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get 3 monthly movie rentals. They give you 1 free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value. Yours free. Get free in-home tech visits, no cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of that 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560.
The Dom Salvia Show.
You know, Harvey, the seemingly purposeful no action.
What's your sense on the leadership of the Democratic Party?
I'm ashamed of that. What did Trump have on all these people?
Yeah, right.
That we get this kind of silence. Will the Democratic leadership figure out that it's their task to start articulating a Democrat, small d, Democratic vision and project that these people can rally behind? Bam.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or similar Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays. Who Till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhoods first, never stop being your dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and Care.
Miss your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy
your
listening
vehicle
live
running at its best
catch
is
up
easy
by finding
with
the
GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet Highway 14
out here in the middle of these
acres,
it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health.
Breakfast
but you don't have to feel alone.
Meal of the day,
find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org.
To start their morning.
Brought to you by the Huntsman and Wilkes Institute and the Ad Council.
Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and
Earl
we'll match
Ingram.
It.
What an honor, Professor Bob Harvey has graced the airlines with us.
Let's go to Vincent. Every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Missed my opening rant today?
Song is in the shadows, there was lonesome.
Natural plant-based solutions for sleep, stress,
sipping on the sorrow of another's bad goodbye.
That's a big deal.
Ain't no life to be alone. Try to hide your heart.
Solutions for that too.
You're giving in to giving up. You're tearing me apart.
Once you try,
just because I left you and don't mean it looks all bad. Waiting here to dry your tears. Give you what you never had. He's giving one more try.
support to all.
Right. So
you are mine.
And they want to limit dual citizenship, though, to exceptional cases. So, and they're all in favor, by the way, of a European Green New Deal. They're all in favor of keeping a national health care system. They're all in favor of paying young people to go to college instead of charging them.
Pick me up when I'm blue, that's why I sing all the time. You're my
This is what he had to
That's
say.
Why I call
he said, my absolute priority will be to strengthen it as quickly as possible, so step by step, we can have a real achievement in the
US.
He said, I never thought I would have to say something like this on a television program, but after
never
Donald Trump's statements last week,
ever seen
at the latest,
like
it is
you.
Clear that the Americans, at least in this part of the Americans, this
you
administration
are
largely
through and through. Meanwhile, Senator Chris Murphy, shelter from the storm song, that's why I sing all the time. You're my
He says, this is a five-alarm fire. He said, I don't think we have 2 years to plan to fight back. I think we have months. It's still in our power to stop the destruction of our democracy, mass mobilization and effective opposition. So we can't miss any opportunity to take advantage of opportunities for Republicans.
The first time I saw you, the first dance was through, I was dumb.
I'll pick up your calls right after this.
That one kiss, I knew there was nothing I wouldn't do just to give you that. Cowboy.
CD.
I'm Dave Macker. President Trump says his tariffs on Mexico and Canada will start next month. Tariffs on America's two largest trading partners. Midnight in Washington, D.C. came and went. That was a deadline for 2 million federal employees to report their accomplishments last week after an ultimatum from Elon Musk. And Monday evening, Musk doubling down, posting an exit. Workers will be given another chance, and failure to respond a second time will result in termination. On Monday, the third anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, a controversial U.S.-drafted resolution that does not call out Russian aggression adopted by the United Nations Security Council. In Argentina, hundreds gathered in Buenos Aires to pay and pray for Pope Francis's health and recovery. Many carried posters of Lata. This is ABC News.
This is your local civic media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Awards season is in the home stretch, with the Oscars less than a week away. The 2025 Screen Actors Guild Awards are in the books and could give us some hints for next week's Oscar broadcast. Timothée Chalamet and Demi Moore took home the awards for Best Male and Female Actor in a Leading Role in the Feature Film category. Conclave won the Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture. Outstanding Performance by a Supporting Actress went to Zoe Saldana for Amelia Perez. Kieran Culkin won Outstanding Performance by a Supporting Actor for his role in A Real Pain. Outstanding Performance by a Lead Actor in a Limited Series went to Colin Farrell for his role in The Penguin, and Jessica Gunning won the same award for her role in Baby Reindeer. Switching to comedy, Jean Smart took home the Best Female Acting Award for Hacks, and Martin Short won in the same category for a male actor for Only Murders in the Building. Only Murders also won Best Ensemble in a Comedy. Outstanding Performance by an Ensemble in a Drama Series went to Shogun. Not a huge surprise there. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlights with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Packers are in Indy. I'm Mike Clemens at the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, where over 300 of the top college football players that work out and interview with teams. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst, doing interviews with the media, asked about free agents like defensive end Miles Garrett or wide receiver Devontae Adams. A number of Wisconsin Badger players here, like Jack Nelson, college basketball. Wisconsin slipped from 11th to the 12th ranked team in the nation, the AP top 25 after that loss in overtime to Oregon. They play Washington tonight at the Kohl Center. Marquette now ranked 22nd after losing four of their last six games. They host Providence tomorrow night at 6. The Bucks on the road in Houston tonight against the Rockets. Baseball Brewers outfielder Blake Perkins says he was taking live batting practice against Freddie Peralta when a fastball struck him just below the right knee, fracturing his shin bone. Perkins expects to be out until early May. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Just a slim chance of rain out there. Then we'll see clouds breaking overnight, light winds, and temperatures dropping to the lower 30s. On Tuesday, look for plentiful sunshine across the area with highs in the upper 40s. A little better chance of rain heading our way Tuesday night. Right now, it's 40.
Times have changed.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I have a
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with a VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/home loans.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Luke Mathers is back for a Tuesday tangent with Lukester. We'll find out what's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Years have
changed.
with some 5-star reviews and a 365-day no-risk guarantee.
I'm still the same.
Loving the same sweet time
as a
wizard. So, to get those discounts,
when
go to getmeatpath.com/partner.
I'll still be
getmeatpath.com/partner.
Even if
the fire starts to
keep us apart.
Go for it, or call Congress, or send them postcards.
100.9 WRC.
In particular, I think right now it's important to reach out to Republicans. Ali, thank you. Thank you. Kenyatta, Los Angeles. Hey, Kenyatta. What's your name?
Me and my gang.
We got hippies, gypsies, freaks, and geeks. High class women and Daisy Duke hit 'em. Banging on gongs and singing our songs. Dude named Del Rock jamming on an iPod.
Beer and bonfires.
Wide open throttle, course in a bottle. It's all
gentlemen.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry box of Jackass bourbon. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you can say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. She said, don't come home if you go to the car.
You have to think of it as a
I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m. I knock, knock, knock up on the door. But she never rolled out loud because I don't live there no more. Yeah, she means business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jackass bourbon. If she got some nerve when she gave me to the curb, guess you could say I got what I deserve. Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Birds about to catch this 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time.
Downtown Cleveland.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, muck and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Or hubs. Four protests all across the nation, so I will check those things out. Stephanie, thank you for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program. That's where smart people get their news.
What would you say to me? What
you're
would
listening
you
to
say
Tom Hartman.
What would you say to me if we met one day on the street of broken dreams, on the street of broken dreams, on the street of broken dreams, not so far away? Talk a while, or would you walk away? Why would
called the switcheroo, talking about one thing while behind the scenes there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable, but our push to remove lead service lines, our health department aren't impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. This is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwab.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Weeknights from 6 to 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves body. Through all the fatherhoods first, never stop being dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Quoting by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store. And listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
My friend of mine at the class.
News, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
So we helped ourselves first time. Everything may still ring. Juggle up, juggle up.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of any time on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
I run 10 miles. Juggle up, juggle up. And it's all that floor. It's something like I ain't never seen. Hey, I'm just going on 15. But with the help of my familiar hands, I'm like it snug in. On my first taste of sin, I said, let me have a big old sip. I did a double backflip. Juggle up, juggle up. And make it wanna hide at home. Burns a ton of dogs, you know. Juggle up.
Each fruit and vegetable is doctor selected for a specific health benefit. There's a heart health group, a lungs and kidney group, metabolism, even healthy weight. I love the energy I get with Field of Greens, but most of all, I love the confidence that even if I have a cheat day, binge out on cookies or something, I can enjoy it guilt-free because of Field of Greens. It's the nutrition my body needs every day. Look and only at Field me. Of Greens makes you just better health.
I'm just helpless as kitten love dream.
So let me get you started with my special discount. I've got you 20% off your first order. This is the time.
I missed it. Holding your hand.
That 20% discount on your first order.
Walk
you've got to try
way.
This. That's code
time.
can say that you'll leave me on.
I missed it too much in love.
To start viewing these people as the enemy, because they are the enemy of democracy right now. They are not interested in serving this country. They are interested in serving Donald Trump and their own political futures. Thank you. Russ, a big Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, not too much, Tom. Thanks to Kenyatta real quick for giving me the
tickling the sand, cold drink chilling my right hand, watching the sleep in the evening light, resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, feeling all right. When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter when the sun goes down. Yeah.
Jill Kane is on the board of Voyager. Voyager Space Exploration Company, and it also does defense stuff.
All day long, just taking it easy, laying in a hammock where it's nice and breezy, sleeping off the night before. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be back for more.
When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, feeling all right.
When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter. When the sun goes down,
guitar and my dark sunglasses.
This weak concoction is smooth as molasses.
Nothing to do, breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, feeling all right.
When the sun sinks down,
everything gets hotter when the sun goes down. We'll be grooving when the sun goes down. Feeling alright
when the sun sinks down over the water.
Everything gets hotter when the sun goes down.
Thanks so much for being with us today. Don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get out there. Have a great afternoon. Give to yourself and the folks around you.
Just when I thought I could learn to forget her, right through the door come a tear.
nobody couldn't catch. I got to my feet, I was a needle in the ditch. I went for the phone, was a line in the ditch. Just when I thought that the things would get better, right through the door, got a trigger thing letter.
Selvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dawn, and Harvey K has a toast to Thomas Paine. Plus, how are federal layoffs impacting the great state of Wisconsin? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Todd Alma Show.
Trinity Olsen joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. would be being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends. Period.
That matters.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The Doge deadline is come and gone. New post on X from Elon Musk Monday night, telling federal workers to send that email listing their accomplishments last week or face termination. The deadline was midnight Eastern, and that's passed.
Some Republicans on Capitol Hill expressing concern. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski writing on social media, Elon Musk truly wants to understand what federal workers accomplished over the past week. He should get to know each department and agency and learn about the jobs he's trying to cut.
This is Mary Cruz. After holding talks with White House President Trump and French President Emmanuel Macron, say there is past peace in Ukraine. Paris was among the cities Monday night marking 3 years since Russia's invasion, lighting up the Eiffel Tower in the colors of Ukraine's flag. Crowd gathering to pray the rosary outside the Vatican for Pope Francis, who remains in critical condition but has shown slight improvement, still receiving oxygen, battling pneumonia and mild kidney failure. This is ABC News. Iran is a big concern in the Middle East, and Saudi Arabia has been a great